the side of the building for the workers to stand on and whatnot. Mm-hmm. A sawhorse is like this.
An A-frame.
Well, two A-frames with a plank across between mm-hmm. the two.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually 2 to 3 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
A horse to put a board on to saw it,
mm-hmm.
where you can use a handsaw.
Yeah.
No such thing as handsaws anymore. They're all power saws. That's how I cut that thumb nearly Ooh. Off. But anyway, let's see, what were we on? Sawhorse?
The X-frame.
Oh, yeah, the X-frame. I guess that would be a sawhorse too, I don't know.
Okay. What would you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife?
Well, there are several types of knife sharpeners that you can hold in your hands. Probably what you want is a steel.
Okay. What about something larger to sharpen an axe?
A grinder, a file,
Okay. A lion tamer uses a...
A who?
A lion tamer.
Sure.
And a...
Whip.
Mm-hmm. What would a person riding a horse use instead of a whip?
Are you talking about a quirt?
Uh-huh. What would you call a boat with oars?
Rowboat.
Okay. What do you ranchers use to rope horses?
Well, you're probably talking about a lariat or a lasso,
mm-hmm.
but it's a manila rope.
Mm-hmm.
Very tightly woven, or should I say, not woven really, it's twisted.
Twisted, yeah.
Have you ever made rope?
Nope.
When I was in high school, my ag teacher taught us to make rope.
Oh, how about that? Did you have to make it with a tool, or did you just do it with your hands?
We had a tool, or a set of tools, actually. What it was a thing, a board,
mm-hmm.
with three hooks placed in a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of this board that the hooks went through, there was a crank that would turn all three hooks at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tied this to something,
mm-hmm.
anything that was stable or near stable. Then you, at the other end of the rope you was going to make, you had a single hook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We used binder twine. We would string this binder twine back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So many strands between each of the three hooks, all attaching to the single hook. And after you twist your three strands together individually,
mm-hmm.
then you take something like a fork,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a tree fork,
mm-hmm.
and you place it so that you've got a strand in the middle and a strand on each side here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you start turning this hook, this single hook,
mm-hmm.
and you hold back on this to force it